Chinese President Xi Jinping and Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud have exchanged congratulatory messages on the 30th anniversary of the diplomatic ties between the two countries. President Xi said bilateral relations have developed steadily in the past 3 decades. The Chinese president noted at present the two countries are working together to fight the COVID-19 pandemic and safeguard global and regional public health security. He also expressed readiness to promote the alignment of the Belt and Road Initiative with Saudi Arabia's 2030 vision and strengthen strategic cooperation between the two sides. King Salman said Saudi Arabia and China shared the same or similar views on how to deal with the pandemic, and his country looks forward to more cooperation with China to promote regional and global security. China has strongly condemned the United States for asking China to close its consulate general in Houston. The Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the U.S. side to recall its round decision where there will be countermeasures. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said the U.S. abruptly asked China to close its consulate general in Houston in 72 hours starting July the 21st. Wang described the U.S. decision as a political provocation which has seriously violated international law, basic norms of international relations, as well as relevant provisions of the China-U.S. consular treaty. He added that a unilateral announcement on closing China's consulate general in Houston further escalates tensions between China and the U.S. to an unprecedented level. Top diplomats of China, Latin American, and Caribbean countries will hold a special video conference on combating the COVID-19 pandemic. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Mexican counterpart Marcelo Ebrard will co-chair the conference on Thursday. China-Europe freight trains to and from Chongqing municipality have made more than 1,000 trips, up 12% from the same period last year. On Wednesday, a train carrying laptops, printers, and liquid crystal displays left Chongqing for Duisburg, Germany, becoming the 1,001st train to shuttle between the Chinese metropolis and European or Central Asian cities. The China-Europe rail service is considered a significant part of the Belt and Road Initiative. Chongqing started the rail cargo service to Duisburg in 2011. Customs authorities say China will further improve the business environment for foreign trade and foreign-founded enterprises. The customs will provide targeted assistance in tax payment, credit management, and customs clearance to solve problems that enterprises face through online and offline platforms. China has channeled 830 million yuan from its central budget to restore water conservancy and agricultural production facilities in flood-hit areas. The funds were allocated to 12 provincial regions, including Jiangxi and Hubei, for post-disaster recovery and restoration of production and living waters. Since June, continuous downpours have lashed large parts of southern China, and water in many rivers in the affected regions has exceeded alert levels. A standoff between police and protesters in downtown Portland turned violent on Wednesday as demonstrations against police brutality and systemic racism in Oregon's largest city continued to rage on. Protesters and police could be seen confronting each other as smoke rose from tear gas fired from both local police and federal officers. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday he planned to send federal forces to more cities in an effort to crack down on protests. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Customs and Border Protection Arm confirmed on Tuesday the deployment of officers from 3 paramilitary-style units to join a federal crackdown on protests against police violence in Portland.